in the limelight.
It seems that nobody is willing to pay attention to the fact that the ongoing armed conflict in the poorest Arab country of the world, Yemen, has recently passed the 5-year mark. Throughout this time, the country would be protected by a resistance movement of the Ansarullah movement together with those armed units. They are opposing a Saudi invasion force that is supporting the self-exiled puppet president Mansour Hadi and those local groups that pledged allegiance to him. Grete Munter, an independent researcher and journalist from Germany, has more on the suffering of Yemeni people under the foreigners' assaults in an article titled "Ongoing Armed Conflict in Yemen's Is Humanity Shame?" Stay tuned for more. In spite of the widespread condemnation of the Saudi-led invasion, the ruling elites of the UK, the US, France and Germany keep pumping all sorts of weapons into the conflict zone, thus fanning the flames of the armed struggle. Formally, both Saudi Arabia and the UAE are recognized as the strategic partners of the above-mentioned Western states, which results in the British, French, German and American armed forces taking part in the hostilities. Even though Berlin denounces these facts, it's been unable to hide that both Riyadh and Abu Dhabi have been using German military equipment in the course of the operations they would launch across Yemen. This was revealed by a joint investigation conducted by DW, former Deutsche Welle, Stern, Report, München, a collective of freelance journalists from Lighthouse Reports, and an investigative website, Bellingcat. It's been announced that those taking part in the investigation would analyze all satellite images that they could get their hands on, together with the footage taken by Arab journalists in this war zone in a bid to establish the truth. In violation of those restrictions that were agreed upon by the Union parties and USPD, Berlin has recently approved a scale of 1 billion euros worth of weapons to the Saudi-led alliance that spearheads Riyadh's military effort in Yemen. Additionally, the German government approved 2 more military deals with Saudi Arabia, which was revealed by the State Secretary of the Federal Ministry for Economic Affairs and Energy, Ulrich Nussbaum, in spite of the fact that the total ban on weapons sales to this West Asian country was introduced as early as last November. Under these circumstances, it doesn't take a genius to understand that the armed struggle in Yemen won't come to an end in the foreseeable future. But who is going to bear responsibility for this? Of course, it's important to recognize that there is two separate conflicts unraveling in Yemen at the same time. The first is the internal struggle between the Ansarullah movement and the revolutionaries on one side and the government recognized by Saudi Arabia on the other. However, this long and protracted conflict has already spawned a large number of various factions that would often fight against their former allies. On top of the usual suspects that can be found operating in most any country of the region, those are Al-Qaeda and Daesh. There is now southern separatist forces that were promised by the UAE that they would regain independence from North Yemen. This resulted in Abu Dhabi putting a total of 60,000 militants on the payroll after arming them with US-made weapons. Those forces are deployed across those regions from where their fighters originate from, which has resulted in the formation of the so-called Shabwa Elite Unit, Hadarmut Elite Unit, an aid and defense force. With each region mobilizing its own fighters, it's safe to say that there is going to be a lot of separatist sentiments across Yemen, even when the Saudi aggression against this country is over, of course, all due to the Western and Saudi incitement. There is no arguing that back when Saudi Arabia was planning and anticipating this conflict, it had no intentions of getting stuck in Yemen for a total of 5 years fighting a resistance movement that managed to topple the government of Mansour Hadi. Even today, the Ansarullah movement and the revolutionaries remain in control of the absolute majority of large cities, as no amount of British, French, German, and American-made weapons could allow Riyadh to establish control of the capital city of Yemen, the town of Sana'a. The armed struggle in Yemen wasn't provoked by religious differences or ethnic feud. The sole reason why Yemeni civilians keep dying today is Saudi Arabia's diminishing oil reserves, as Yemen has a fair share of discovered but still undeveloped oil deposits. The icing on the cake for Riyadh is the ability to exercise control over Bab al-Mandab Strait, the most important choke point along the oil transportation routes. With some 3.4 million barrels of oil a day passing through the Gate of Tears, it's safe to say that anyone who controls Yemen will gain considerable leverage over its neighbors. Yet, the only thing that Saudi Arabia managed to achieve so far through waging a war of attrition on Yemen is plunging it into the most dire humanitarian crisis of today. According to Yemen's Minister of Planning and International Cooperation, Najib Uluj, Yemen's economy has already taken a $50 billion hit in both direct and indirect damage over the course of the hostilities. Back in 2014, analysts would draw the attention of the international community that Yemen's economy slowed by 50%, with inflation going through the roof and food prices increasing by 112%, and things have got much worse these days. However, the true scale and horror of this conflict becomes evident when we are to take a look at the official casualties figure, telling us that more than 10,000 people perished since the beginning of the hostilities, while 3 more million were displaced. Yet the international community prefers to do nothing about the fact that the absolute majority of the victims of Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen is civilians. According to last year's report released by UNICEF, every 10 minutes a child dies in Yemen from bombs, infection, and malnutrition. Further still, one woman and six newborns die every 2 hours from complications during pregnancy or childbirth. No more than 51% of all hospitals across Yemen is capable of providing every medical service a person may need. However, most of those are in dire need of medical personnel, equipment, and drugs. However, even if the actual resolution of the conflict is a long and windy path to take, we must realize that Yemen needs immediate assistance from the world. First of all, it needs humanitarian aid as millions of local citizens are running the risk of dying from starvation. Then, due to the difficult situation this country has found itself in, it needs military assistance as Yemen has no real ways of combating the growing terrorist threat that may evolve into a major obstacle to international shipping in the Red Sea. There is no way for us to keep ignoring this conflict any further, as it's an unknown variable that can lead to grave consequences for any of the international players that prefer to look the other way. But first and foremost, we must put an end to the horrible suffering of Yemeni people.